Now let's talk about the underwriting and underwriting agreements. When a public company want to invite the public for the subscription of its shares, it has to look certain things. Sometimes a company may be very much new and it is not known to the general public or even to the commercial community, so it would sometimes enter into contracts with investment banks or other institutions who will help such company in subscription of its shares. So in such cases, a company enter into different contracts, and one of the most important contract in such regard or such agreement is underwriting agreement. So underwriting agreement provides that the company will offer its shares to the general public, and the underwriter will assist the company in subscription of its shares. So there might be different ways by which the underwriter would assist this company. The underwriting may take different forms. However, in all such ways, the underwriting is used for selling shares or for selling debentures, and it is used for inviting subscriptions from the general public. The underwriter would assist the company by this agreement because the underwriter is given a commission for his services. So whenever a public company wants to raise money by giving its shares or debentures, in other words, it is going for public offering of its securities, it would seek the help of securities market professional, and this professional would help out that what is the form which this company should adopt for underwriting, because as I said that there are different forms of underwriting. Mainly there are three main and famous forms of underwriting. The first form is the firm commitment underwriting. In this form, the underwriter ensures that all of the securities of the company would be sold. So the underwriter, he makes an underwriting group which will acquire the shares of the company or the securities of the company which were unsold. So this underwriting group, it agrees that it will get all of the securities of that company which are not acquired or which are not subscribed by the general public on the agreed price. Generally and always this price would be less than the price which is offered to the general public. So this is a secure way, but it is very costly because the price of the securities which is given or on which the securities are given to the underwriters, this price would be low and less than the public offering price. But this will be secure for the company because it will be the responsibility of the underwriter that all of the securities are taken by the underwriters or by anyone else. Another form of underwriting is best efforts underwriting. In this way or in this form, The underwriter, he is merely an agent of the company who is making all of its efforts for the subscription of its securities. However, the underwriter would not be responsible if some of the securities are not taken by anyone or by the general public. So generally, this form would be used, especially where the company is very much new and it is not known to the public. So in such case, the underwriter would not be willing to take the risk because the company is very much new and the general public might not be willing to get the securities of this company. So the underwriter does not take very much risk or big risk in ensuring the sale of or the sale of these securities. There is another form of underwriting which is known as all or none. So in this particular form, the underwriter has to sell all of the portion which has been issued by the company. So if all of such amount of shares or amount of securities has not been sold by the underwriter, this deal would be avoided and the underwriter would not get any commission or any compensation for the services. Another form is also known as standby underwriting. In this particular form, the underwriter will first of all try to sell the securities of the company, and if some securities have been left which are not subscribed by the public, these securities and these shares will be purchased by the underwriter. So the underwriter would be responsible to get those shares and to purchase such securities which are not subscribed by the general public. In case of firm commitment, we said that the underwriter is responsible for all of the shares. There the underwriter was acquiring all of the securities of the company at a particular price, but in case of standby underwriting, first of all the underwriter will try to sell out the securities to the general public, and afterwards if the securities are left, he will get those securities. The underwriter will attain those securities on subscription price. So these are different forms of underwriting, but they are mainly acquired and mainly used in order to facilitate the initial public offering of the company, where the public has been invited to get the securities of a particular company. So this in this way we have come to the end of this topic.